that way. The wind's blowing up from the sea. You'll still hear the song of old sad Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. says it's not planning for any evacuation of Americans in Haiti, where violent gangs have seized control of most of the country. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's going to increase patrols in the Florida Keys to intercept any migrant boats.
And this is not really our responsibility. This is the federal government's responsibility.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis can stay on the election interference case she brought against former President Trump and 18 others after prosecutor Nathan Wade stepped down from the team as per a judge's order in response to a defense motion regarding the relationship between Willis and Wade. Trump's New York City hush money trial was delayed until at least mid-April because of new evidence that must be reviewed. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he will not endorse Trump this fall. Another mishap for Boeing, a panel flew off a 737-800 jet in midair, not discovered until it landed in Oregon. Nobody was hurt. This is ABC News. Prosecutors are seeking decades in prison for convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried.
Prosecutors say the more than $8 billion of customer money that Sam Bankman-Fried misappropriated through his crypto company puts this crime in a class of cases that can be counted on one hand, and are asking he spend between 40 and 50 years in prison. Defense attorneys asked for less than 6 years so that Bankman-Fried could, quote, lead a meaningful life and contribute to the neediest in society. But prosecutors saying Bankman-Fried already had a chance to lead that life, but instead exhibited greed and hubris and gambled repeatedly with other people's money. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Officials in western New York seized a 750-pound alligator from a home where it was being kept illegally. State Department of Environmental Conservation says it took the action when it learned the owner was seriously endangering the public by allowing people, including children, to get into an in-ground swimming pool with the alligator. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's the updated forecast for southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly and mostly cloudy, blustery today. A west-northwest wind 15 to 30 will top off at 52. Partly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, a low of 24. On Sunday, your St. Patrick's Day. Variably cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high of 37. Sunday night, 19, partly cloudy. And then Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, still cool with a high of 38. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Fresh off the farm, just out of school. Face of an angel, nobody's fool. Turquoise boots, Atlanta Braves cap, denim and lace, you gotta love that. She rolled into town, her dreams in a sack, an old guitar and a blue Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants and you gotta love that. Long way from home, white picket fence. She turned down a ring from her old boyfriend. Didn't take a dime from even her dad. She's out on her own and you gotta love that. She rolled into town, her dreams in a sack, an old guitar and a blue Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants and you gotta love that. Tender and tough, got love there.
Gotta love that Star Spangled Celebration memory with Neil McCoy. It's 7:06 as we journey to 7:20 during your weekend wake up, and we will have for you a look at this week in entertainment history.
Hey y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me and we've made some men. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth, called him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator mitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Oh, that Amos Moses. Gotta look out for him. That's Jerry Reed, part of your weekend wake up. 7:12:44 in our journey to 7:20. A look at this week in entertainment history. Have you ever had too much fun? I bet now, he's gone now, but I bet Daryl Singletary back in the day could.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the long branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
That's a great memory from Daryl Singletary on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. Time to get your boogie on. BR-549. Don't dial that number. It's a wrong number.
Chief, as he dances alone, he does the Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing, hey, ho, Alina. Dick.
might know. And they keep on singing, singing up and knowing now. Hey,
this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
719, 44 degrees in Richland Center. A great big hello to the folks on the Florida Georgia line listening in on the old.com today. Elaine and the crew down in Prairie du Chien, they're camping. They're listening today. And, of course, the Jensen Street crew, they're in Mesa. Great big thank you as well. A couple of people checking in from Colorado. I think they went back to bed, though. So we'll have to keep you up to date on that. Right around the corner, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast and a look at this week in entertainment history.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Here's the updated forecast for southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly and mostly cloudy, blustery today. A west-northwest wind 15 to 30 will top off at 52. Partly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, a low of 24. On Sunday, your St. Patrick's Day. Variably cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high of 37. Sunday night, 19, partly cloudy. And then Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, still cool with a high of 38. It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9.
In 1967, Snoopy and Charlie Brown of Peanuts fame were on the cover of Life magazine.
This year, I'm really going to hit that football.
This week in 1881, Barnum and Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth opened in Madison Square Garden. In 1940, the soap opera Light of the World was first heard on NBC Radio. 1953, the Academy Awards aired on television for the very first time. And in 1964, Sean Connery began shooting his role in Goldfinger. In 1977, the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on television.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
It was this week in 1970, the NFL selected Wilson to be the official football of NFL Sunday games. In 1987, televangelist Jim Baker resigned from the PTL due to a scandal involving Jessica Hahn. In 2002, actor Ben Kingsley was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace in London. And this week in 2009, the Apple iTunes Music Store reached 800 million applications downloaded in 2009. This date in 1984, Kate and Ally premiered on CBS.
There's no one around who's caring.
Celebrity birthdays this week include Renee Taylor, 1933. Kevin Dobson was born in 1944 from Knott's Landing. Glenn Close, 1947. Bruce Willis from Die Hard, The Sixth Sense, and Moonlighting, 1955. And from Malcolm in the Middle, Craig Lamar Trailer, 1989. We mentioned just a moment ago that Renee Taylor has a birthday this week, born in 1933, and today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to 1993, when we honor the birthday of Renee Taylor. She played the role of Sylvia Fine, the mother of the nanny.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Of the dreams I hold.
classic Charlie McLean Band of Gold. Yet this half hour, birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll get our Irish back on before news time at 7:45 with Joanne Krulatz. 7:27, currently we're at 44.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser is next Saturday, March 23rd, with registration at 11. Bags will fly at noon. Located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, pre-registration recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee $20 per team. Bring your bags and a partner. Double elimination, six games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghosts allowed. Bring a partner. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for one as well. Saturday, March 23rd, the bags fly for a great cause. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to selected graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational or technical college. Great times and a great event. See you next Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort starting at 11 a.m.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get lucky with Walsh's Ace Hardware Shamrock Sale. Today only at Richland Center in Muscatine, snag 50 pounds of black oil sunflower seed for just $19.99. Plus at our Richland Center store, buy a grill or Blackstone over $4.99 and receive a $25 gift card to the Richland Locker. A gift from your friends at Walsh's Ace. Don't miss out on these golden opportunities. Hurry in and stock up while supplies last. Walsh's Ace Hardware, your go-to destination for unbeatable deals and friendly service. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
As we ease into the 7:30 mark, time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Happy birthday wishes going out to Dakota Lynn's today. That from Nate, Pat, Steve, Mike, Ron, Verona, the neighbors, everybody wishing Dakota a happy birthday. Have a great day. Happy birthday wishes to a special sister-in-law, Marge Dosh, from Janet and Arden. Chris Service is celebrating a birthday today, that from Grandma Betty, Aunt Rhonda, Mark, and of course, your favorite son, Tyler. Christopher Service, happy birthday wishes from Mom and Monty. Have an awesome day. Amber Klingeman, happy birthday wishes from the Park Street Christian Church. Park Street would like to wish Amber the best today. Brady Shelton, hope you have a great day. The Shell Station Coffee Clutchers would like to wish you a happy birthday. Birthday blessings to Jamie Ottman today from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Michelle Block Finn and Chris Service make the Little Willow Birthday Club list. Stacy Alderman, Libby Parrish, Chris Service, Paul Salisbury, and Brad Wagner are on the Bloom City Town Crier. Stacy Alderman and Paul Salisbury on the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. From Schmidt Woodland Hills, Joan Hillberry celebrating. Libby Lynn, hope you have a great day today. That from Bob and Heidi. Happy birthdays going out to Patty Behrens, Lynn Biba, Amy Elder, Amy Grimm, Jalen Jones, Kyle Monet, and Jamie Ottman from the Muscadet Avoca and Blue River Lions Club. And for Brad Wagner, Shelby Yelpson, Joseph Makovic, John Dobbs, and Gary Wirtz from the Richland Center Lions Club this morning. Of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO-FM. And of course, happy St. Patrick's Day weekend as well. Here comes the boom.
Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Leary Henry was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood a-shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, "Oh, Larry, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, "For goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?" Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
"Who drunk me drink? I lay him in his tomb."
Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, "Let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight." He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Sure. Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Richland Concert Association welcomes Peter Naughton, percussion, this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Peter Naughton is a percussionist, composer, and educator. He currently resides in Iowa City, where he regularly gigs with his percussion jazz combo, the Peter Naughton Sextet. He is a versatile performer, specializing in jazz keyboard improvisation, marimba literature, and contemporary chamber music. Peter holds degrees from the University of Iowa and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is currently pursuing a DMA in percussion performance from the University of Iowa. Peter Naughton, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget
my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will. Every day, I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, a great big good morning to the folks in Orlando, Florida, joining us on the old radio today via the .com. 739, 44 degrees. It's a twin spin of songs relating to Baton Rouge. It's the Garth Man on RCO.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge.
my heart. And then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Ain't Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and we're at 45 degrees in Richland Center. This news update is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher, partly to mostly cloudy, blustery today, a high of 52, 24 tonight, breezy and cooler, and we cool down again tomorrow with a high of 37, breezy and chilly. As mentioned, we do right now have overcast conditions. We're up from our overnight low of 41. We're up 4. It's 45 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin crime alert has been issued by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department for a missing girl. Isabella Vandenberg, 13, of Mount Sterling, was last seen by family Monday night at 7. Isabella is a white female, 5'4", 120 pounds, with straight shoulder-length blonde hair and hazel eyes. If you see Isabella, call the Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 608-326-8414. That's 326-8414. The adults in the missing persons case of 3-year-old Elijah View will have separate court hearings next week. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer waived her right to a preliminary hearing Thursday during her court date at the Manitowoc County Courthouse. Her lawyer also said she decided to withdraw a motion to dismiss her first charge of chronic child neglect. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, who was the last person to see View before he went missing, had his court hearings delayed again because he isn't represented by a lawyer yet. He requested his right to a speedy trial and a lawyer, to which Judge Robert DeWayne said the court system is working on getting him a lawyer and his speedy trial rights need to be written out. Elijah has been missing for almost a month after first being reported missing on February 20th. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde pledges a new campaign ad to donate his salary to charity if elected. The move comes as Democrats try to paint the California bank owner as an out-of-touch multimillionaire. Hovde has suggested he will spend as much as $20 million of his own money in the race to defeat Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The race is one of a few that could determine if Democrats maintain majority control of the Senate. Hovde promises in Friday's ad to give his entire $174,000 taxpayer-funded salary to a Wisconsin charity every year. Richland Center voters will have the chance to engage with mayoral candidates Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley in a series of question and answer sessions hosted by the community group Economic Equity Now. The sessions aim to provide you with an opportunity to meet and interact with the candidates ahead of the April 2nd mayoral election. Each candidate will have their own session at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center from 4:30 to 5:30 in the meeting room downstairs. Coppernall's session will be held Monday, with Tepley scheduled for Tuesday. You will have the opportunity to engage directly with Coppernall and Tepley, gaining insights into their platforms, priorities, and visions for the city's future. Residents can find more information about the election, including details about their ballot and polling location, at myvote.wi.gov. Economic Equity Now also plans to host sessions in the near future with candidates for the 3rd Congressional District, currently represented by Derek Van Orden. The group said they will seek to hold additional forums about topics of concern to the community in the future as well. Economic Equity Now is a grassroots community group dedicated to advocating for economic fairness and empowering citizens to participate in the political process. The organization believes that access to information is crucial for making informed decisions that contribute to a healthy and vibrant community. Its vision encompasses ensuring that the economy works for everyone, advocating for fair taxation, and promoting access to living wages for all working Americans. Economic Equity Now emphasizes the importance of citizens exercising their political power to influence government policies that benefit the community as a whole. The group was started out of education sessions held by the Great Economy Project, a project of the Patriotic Millionaires, a nonpartisan 501c4 tax-exempt organization. The Great Economy Project seeks to empower working people to demand an economy that prioritizes their financial well-being and provides opportunities for prosperity regardless of political affiliation. Residents interested in learning more about Economic Equity Now can join their Facebook group, visit their page on americandeciders.com/richland-center-team, or contact them via email at economicequitynow@gmail.com. The organization welcomes new members and holds regular meetings, with the next scheduled meeting set for Thursday, April 4th at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Two Madison men have been sentenced in connection with fentanyl trafficking. 22-year-old Tyshawn J. Pollard was sentenced to 24 months for distributing fentanyl. In June 2023, the Madison Police Department conducted two undercover buys of fentanyl pills involving Pollard. During the two controlled buys, Pollard assisted with selling an undercover officer fentanyl pills weighing 52 and 50 grams. Pollard pleaded guilty December 20th. In a related case, 30-year-old Stephen P. Dixon was sentenced to 122 months in prison for distributing 40 grams or more of fentanyl and possessing with intent to distribute 400 grams or more of fentanyl. The prison sentence will be followed by a 6-year term of supervised release. From late April to early June 2023, the Madison Police Department conducted 5 undercover buys of fentanyl pills from Dixon. During the last buy, which also involved Pollard, Dixon sold an undercover officer 500 fentanyl pills, weighing a total of 50 grams. Dixon also pleaded guilty in December. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves. Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity. Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team is holding its annual Daffodil Days and Spring Craft Fair today at a new location. This year's event will be held in the downstairs at the Ramada White House in Richland Center from 9 to 3. A variety of vendors will be on hand with something for everyone. The 2024 parade season steps off this afternoon in Avoca. The 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will be held at 1. Parade lineup will begin at the Village Hall. A euchre tournament will be held following the parade at the Avoca Community Building. Sign-up will be at 2, with the tournament to follow at 2:30. The River Valley Players production of the musical A Year with Frog and Toad will take the stage twice today at 2 and again at 7 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. The production is based on Arnold Lobel's stories of beloved best friends Frog and Toad. Cast members are made up of community members and students who will be performing as a wide variety of creatures. If you are not able to attend today's productions of A Year with Frog and Toad, additional performances will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2, and again next weekend. Performances will be returned Friday and next Saturday at 7, and next Sunday, March 24th at 2 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Cost of admission is $15 for those 12 and older and $10 for children. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Century 21 or online at rivervalleyplayers.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2024 spring turkey season Monday, with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild license portal and at all licensed sales agents. Sales begin at 10 a.m. and run through midnight each day. Both hunters who missed the spring turkey drawing deadline last December and those seeking additional harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunities to purchase authorizations. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of 1 per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Hunters are encouraged to check the turkey zone map and spring turkey bonus harvest authorization availability to see if harvest authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 2024-2025 season do so before Monday to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easy as possible. Any remaining bonus authorizations will go on sale Saturday, March 23rd at 10.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, March 16th. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75 of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held today from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life will be held Monday from 2 to 5 at the American Legion in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hey,